This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Branbury. This is
Jeff Sandu.
I'm Vinny Braj.
We will be with you all the way through until one. So you've got about half an hour left if you want to take part in our poll or if you want to contribute via WhatsApp to the question we're asking is what way do you order your fast food? Is it via a kiosk? Is it at the counter? Is it via delivery service? Is it something else? Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio. We have a poll running on Twitter. What are the numbers, Mr. Arvin?
Yeah, so 19% for kiosk or tablet, 26% for cashier, 44% for delivery, and 11% at other.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where we are so far. What about replies that we've got to our tweet?
Yeah, we got a comment from Na who says, through magical incantations using preferably ancient Indo-Chinese runes of power.
That's Na Murad, isn't it?
Interesting.
Thank you very much for tuning in. Can we have an actual serious comment now? You know, I mean, fair enough. I mean, I like the idea of that, and chanting to make food appear right in front of us would be wonderful.
I wish I had that power. Yeah.
I wish I had that power.
And then OSK says, I use the MACD kiosk, but it's like about 70% efficient. It's still better than lining up and explaining yourself at the counter, and just wish they made the interface a little bit easier. And I guess that will get better as they have more kind of data about, you know, what people order and, you know, what do you order and stuff. So yeah, it's progressed a lot. I've experienced these changes, and yeah.
Thea over on InstaStory has said fast through the drive-thru. One thing that we kind of just touched on during the break is the one thing about cleanliness as well. The touchscreens is the one thing that makes me...
You see the greasy hands touching all over.
Now, I wouldn't mind if there were maybe some wet wipes at the side of the screen, so you could perhaps wipe your hands before you start touching the screen.
But you know, people don't do that.
But people won't do that, I know. But,
See, that is why the screens are so bright, because you can't see the fingerprints.
Don't tell me that,
yeah,
Marvin.
Because it never switches
off
if it's black.
Tell me
Have
that.
You seen any black spots?
No,
you haven't.
No.
Because, you know, if they were, then you could see the smudges.
Mm-hmm. Always wash your hands after you've made the order.
Always.
Because the next thing you do after you make an order using these kind of tablets is to actually dive into your food.
Correct.
Yeah. And of course, you got to wash your hands before you dive into your food. But now it's like the most number one priority.
Yes.
Please do it. I see a lot of people who don't do it. So anyways, yeah.
Moving swiftly along, thank you very much for that, Jeff. Food that you do eat with your hands, of course, is a lot of Malaysian food.
Yes, so on InstaStory, BFM's InstaStory, we've been running this Champions League battle of Malaysian food. And this is, of course, building up to the Bersatu for Makan sort of like finale. And we will decide on what is the, you know, Malaysia will decide on what is the food that of, you know, the Champions League of food. And we will decide on the 13th of September, which is this Friday. So yesterday we had the first round that, you know, we'll then go through quarterfinals and then semifinals and then of course to the final itself. So yesterday, if you missed out, we had a vote. So it was all randomly generated where, you know, Team A versus Team B, it's all kind of picked in like on a random machine. So Team A was, in Group A, we had the Nasi Lemak versus the Ramly Burger. Mm-hmm. Anyone want to take a pick who won the Nasi Lemak versus Ramly Burger?
Of course it's going to be the Nasi Lemak.
Nasi Lemak won by 79%.
Holy smokes.
People. Christine is crying because she probably voted for the Ramly Burger. I'm torn here because I think both are amazing.
Right,
but I would probably go with the Nasi Lemak simply because I can have it
at any time
time of the day,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And then in Group B, we had the Nasi Biryani versus Sarawak Laksa.
Ooh, tough one.
Laksa, I'm saying laksa.
I'm going to go with biryani.
Laksa.
So I'm with Arv and with Chris. We all went for laksa, but Rich, you won with 67%.
Boom, see?
Nasi biryani.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we had the Bak Kut Teh versus Mee Goreng.
Oh,
I'm going Mee Goreng. Mee Goreng for sure.
I'm going to go Bak Kut Teh.
Christine's with Bak Kut Teh as well, and Bak Kut Teh won by a slim margin of 55%.
No, three for three, Richard. Mm-hmm. Three for three.
And then we had the Assam Laksa and versus the banana leaf.
This is no brainer for me.
Oh,
banana leaf.
Surprisingly, though, banana leaf won by a slim margin, 64% only. And then we had nasi dagang versus chicken rice.
Chicken rice.
So chicken rice won by a huge margin of 75%. And then we had char kway teow versus satay.
Char kway teow. Like, don't even have to think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very fast.
I'm going to go satay.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, so Christine's going with Char Kway Teow, and Char Kway Teow won 63%. Tandoori naan versus the nasi kandar.
Nasi kandar.
Naan. Because it goes with everything.
Christine's with naan, but nasi kandar won by 60%. Ooh. And then roti canai versus chili pan mee.
No, that, you can't do that to me. Come on, they're like my two favourite things.
They did.
This is like the group of death. You know, in every Champions League game, there's always the group of death.
Ooh.
So this is the group of death.
Roti canai.
Pan mee. I'm going pan mee.
Christine's going with roti canai. I went with pan mee, but roti canai won. Slim margin, 56%.
I can
so
see why,
today,
though.
We are now going to the quarterfinals. So in quarterfinals, you can vote. It is up on BFM's Instagram. You got to go and vote because the first round of pits nasi lemak against the biryani.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be hard. And then bak kut teh is up against the banana leaf rice.
Oof.
The chicken rice is up against Char Kway Teow.
Mm-hmm.
Nasi kandar is up against roti canai. So you have to decide.
But you see,
it's like picking
on.
It's like picking your
favorite
kids.
When I go for nasi kandar, I'm having nasi kandar and a roti canai. You know,
you got to decide.
You can't split them.
This is
like
the
that.
Whole point. No. We want you to decide on what do you
it's
think.
Evil. It's evil. It's pure evil. Is what it is. You know.
You can vote whichever you want to. You can decide not to vote if you feel like you know.
You can abstain.
You can abstain from it. Yeah, so go on to BFM Radio Instagram, and then on Insta Story we are doing this competition. And then tomorrow it will be the semi-finals, and then we will have the finals on the 13th of September. There will be second place and third place as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, don't be scared. You know, maybe, you know, the banana leaf maybe end up second place or third place. But yeah.
What was the table again? Like what's going up against what?
So nasi lemak versus nasi biryani, bak kut teh against the banana leaf rice, chicken rice against Char Kway Teow, nasi kandar against roti canai. So your votes will decide what will go on to the finals. And this is, of course, building up to Bersatu for Makan. And if you, in case you don't know, Bersatu for Makan is a campaign that we're running on the BFM's website. So all you need to do is just go and, you know, look it up, Bersatu for Makan. And then, you know, we will, you can do a petition. We do have like a documentary that will be coming out. So stay tuned for that. But your vote is the current thing that matters now. So please go on BFM's Instagram and vote.
So if we're looking at nasi lemak being the Brazil of the Malaysian
yes.
food
yeah.
world, right?
This is like the OG.
Right. Who is, what is roti canai?
Oh. It's like your Netherlands.
Is it?
It's like your Netherlands. Mm. You know it's
they're
great.
They're slow and steady, but
they're really good, but they've never yet, you know, made their mark, right? It's like, you know, it's always never made their mark.
What's your England?
Hey, please, they've already been voted out.
Yeah, England's got knocked out. England's your Romney burger. Because everyone loves Romney burger. But then when you pit it against like Brazil, everyone, England fans will go like, I'm going with Brazil this time around. So
exactly.
England's your Romney burger, which got eliminated in the first round.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Anyway, sigh. Time for a break. Get voting, ladies and gents.
It's good fun.
It is good fun. But don't forget, also, we have another poll running today, of course. We're asking you about your favorite method of ordering your fast food. Get us on Twitter. There is a poll. Do we have any updates of? Has there been anything in the last couple of minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So kiosk and tablet, 19%. Cashier, 27%. So slightly higher. Delivery, 44%. And other at 10.
We had an extra 37 votes in the last 4 minutes there, or 5 minutes. That's brilliant. Keep the votes coming in. Of course, the Bersatu for Makan is up over on our Insta story. Mm-hmm. Check out all the details over there. We're going to take a short break, but asking you this question: what is your favorite way of ordering fast food? Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899 if you want to contribute to the discussion. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. That's also at BFM. Short break with some music from Weezer and Photograph. When we come back, final story of the day, moving away from fast food and to healthy food for a little while. That word, millennials, they want quality groceries and they're willing to pay more for them. All coming up here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.